But the boy on the shore is throwing pebbles no more. He runs a warning that the Marines have landed on the shores of Santo Domingo. The streets are still, there's silence in the hills, the town is sleeping, and the farmers yawn, and the gray silver dawn, the fields they're keeping. As the first troops land and step into the sand, the flags are waving. The Marines have landed on the shore of Santo Domingo. Is shining down upon the singing soldiers. In the cloud dust world, they whistle at the girls, they're getting bolder. Ah, the old women sigh, think of memories gone by, they shrug their shoulders. The Marines have landed on the shore of Santo Domingo. Ready for the tricks, their bayonets are fixed, now they are rolling. And the tanks make tracks, past the trembling tracks, where fear's unfolding. All the young wives afraid turn their backs to the parade, with heads they're holding. The Marines have landed on the shore of Santo Domingo. The army hits the ground, the snipers calling. So they open up their guns, the 1,000 to 1 no sense in stalling. He clutches at his head and totters on the edge. Look, now he's falling. The Marines have landed on the shores of Santo Domingo. Plaza Square, the crowds come to stare, the heat is laden, and the eyes of the dead are turning every head to the widows screaming. But the soldiers make a bid, giving candy to the kids, their teeth are gleaming. The Marines have landed on the shores of Santo Domingo. The generals drink a toast, the wheel is spinning, and the cowards and the whores are peeking through the doors to see who's winning. But the traitors will pretend that it's getting near the end when it's beginning. The Marines have landed on the shores of Santo Domingo. Crazy, they scuttle back and forth, the sand is burning, and the fish take flight and scatter from the side, their course is turning. As the seagulls rest on the cold cannon nest, the sea is churning. The Marines have landed on the shores of Santo Domingo.
Well, it's about 7:45 down here in front of Borders on Friday night. Talking to Bob Patton. Bob, you were, of course, doing some protesting earlier in front of Emily's Bakery, but you just helped a man to a vehicle. What was that about?
Seems like, you know, a drug buying deal went bad, and the people he was trying to buy it from turned around and then beat him up, causing at least an injured, if not broken, arm and an injured leg to where he couldn't do anything but hobble.
You came upon him sitting in front of the, at least I did, and then I guess you came shortly after, sitting in front of Borders on this bench, unfortunately surrounded by some people who were ignoring his pleas that somebody go to the park, get his friend who has his vehicle, and, you know, assist him to the hospital. Like, he looked like he was in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, he did look like he was in pretty bad shape, shaking like he might have even been a little bit in shock.
You drove to the park and gave him some help?
No.
Not a part of that.
No.
So nobody wants to take any responsibility for shit around here, apparently, but some people are helping out, so that's good. I guess we helped him to the car and stood around and chatted.
Yeah. I like that observation you made. You can repeat that.
Sure.
It just seems to me that in the last few years I left Santa Cruz, I came back, and the more conscious people that were trying to do something were stirring things up to the point that the forces that be in the city drove them away, and since they had options, they left. And who's left out here now are the desperate people, the people who really don't have options. And there's a lot more dark energy and a lot more violence because the people that are left are the people who, like I say, are desperate and don't have options.
Well, you mentioned that there's some problems up near Natural Bridges. We read it in the paper in the Sentinel a couple days ago. West Side neighbors getting together to do some kind of drive away the campers number, drive away the people in their vehicles.
Yeah. In the past, the police had just basically allowed people to stay there in their cars. It's 12-hour parking, and so, technically speaking, even though it's a violation of the sleep ban, it is a legal place to park. And when the people sleeping in their cars are not visible, the police basically don't pursue it. In recent months, they began coming by and flashing their lights on the vehicles, and if they see any evidence of anyone in the vehicles, they come and they give a warning and they tell people to leave, otherwise they'll get a ticket. And the problem with this situation is that there definitely are people definitely trashing the sidewalk and barking dogs and whatnot, so that is a difficult situation. But the other side is that it's the last legal place to park a vehicle overnight, and people aren't homeless by choice. People aren't homeless necessarily because it's a lifestyle issue. People are homeless because they're poor, and this city doesn't seem to understand that, you know, poverty is a reality, and people are struggling with it. And if you give them camping fines, that doesn't make them less poor, that makes them more poor. And so it's just a never-ending cycle because these people need somewhere to go, they need some services, and without services, simply changing the parking signs is not going to alleviate the issue.
So, thank you for the analysis. I know that you have friends who live up there in vehicles, and they've been increasingly pressured to move on or hide out.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically scare tactics. The cops come by in the evening, and they flash their sirens a few times, and they flash their lights, and they tell anyone that's visible to move on. And they're trying to change the parking signs to no parking at night. And like I say, I fully understand the residents' concerns, but the problem is that people without options in a difficult situation will continue to violate the law because they don't have options. And unless you give these people some options, they're going to probably continue to do it even if you change the parking signs. And they may not do it there, but they'll do it somewhere. And, you know, this city really needs a homeless person's campground. It needs some situation like they have up in San Francisco where they give the people in the most difficult situations a single room. They rent out a hotel and they rent out rooms in it, and they make social services and psychiatric services available to these folks. And they've basically, this was from an article in the San Francisco Chronicle, they basically said that they've greatly decreased the amount of money that's being spent on services for these folks because the likelihood of emergency room admissions goes greatly down when you have some basic services for these folks, if they don't wind up draining the system in difficult situations, which do arise when the plan that the city is taking simply exacerbates the situation, and I feel that's what's going on here.
And you're a man who's been in and out of Santa Cruz for a number of years.
Yeah, and like I say, I just feel like this is such a socially progressive place, and the forces that be in the city are attempting to maybe address the problems of the Patriot Act, but I think that there's so much money here that somehow it has a contrary effect, that people don't understand the reality of poverty, that it's a reality, that it's not some kind of an attempt to rebel against the folks here, that it's something people are struggling with, and given that this is a rich place, there could be a bit of a change in the consciousness towards the people who are struggling, then some services could be provided for them, and at that point, enforcing the no parking, no camping laws would be a much more legitimate stance and would be much more viable, because there would be options. But without options, people are in difficult situations and they're desperate, and they will infract the law, and it needs to be addressed.
Thank you. Give us a name, one way or another, for the record, any kind of name.
Oh, I don't need a pseudonym. And,
Red Jacket.
All right.
Hey, John.
Thank you,
Red. So it's not true that they weren't going to help him. It was apparently a problem of finding the right person to show up to help with the car. We're talking about Ryan, who was jumped by a couple of kids. We're talking with...
I'm not saying anything on
here.
We'll call you B. B for short. B. This individual is very questionable. I notice he's smoking some kind of cigarette. You regard him as a menace?
Yes, I'm a menace.
He admits to being a menace.
I'll speak for you.
All right. You see, that's good. How long have you been a menace?
I've been a menace ever since I moved to Santa Cruz.
Actually, your name is really not Menace, your name is Crow.
Crow the Menace.
What are you cawing around? What have you been up to?
Oh, not a whole hell of a lot. Dodging the cops, keeping busy working.
Are you living in a vehicle?
Of course. The only way to live in Santa Cruz.
And inside the city limits?
Oh, obviously, yes.
Any hassles recently on the vehicle?
No, actually, they've been not with me, because I am so low-key, they have to look, they have to really dig hard, knock on anybody's door to find me.
Right. So you're pretty low profile.
Yeah, they've only harassed me like maybe about 4 weeks ago.
So we were pushing our limit where we were staying. There's a way to get around them. You know, luckily for me, because, obviously other people have other vehicles that are not so low-key, and they get harassed quite a bit, so...
What, dare I ask, part of town are you in?
Lower downtown.
You're not out on the natural bridges getting... Apparently there's big hassles out there.
Yeah, there's big hassles going on out there, because that's where people love to go, because it's so beautiful.
You're going to the uglier but less hassled spot.
Yeah, you get to listen to the drug addicts and the alcoholics at night, but this is one of the reasons why the cops are always busy with them and not me. So, I mean, certain people don't like it.
I think this woman behind you is making deprecating comments. Your point is
deprecating, putting fingers
up
on
my point is...
What is your point?
Well, see, this is my corner, and all reason should die. See, car bombs for everyone. I think, really, that whole concept of an eye for an eye is just good, because then we can just wipe everybody out, one by one, and then Earth just could, take over everything again.